Alvin fought to control his temper. He smiled at the consul through very gritted teeth.
"Of course, you know best, sir," he said. "But don't blame me if it all goes wrong."
Alvin turned to the gronkle. "Sit on me," he ordered in his extremely poor Dragonese, "and put me in the toilet with the other heirs." The gronkle promptly sat on Alvin. The first kidnapper had to prod the dragon very hard with the handle of his sword to get the gronkle off before he squashed Alvin entirely. When he finally emerged from underneath the creature's bottom, Alvin was hopping mad. "No, no, no," he shrieked, and then tried to put together the two halves of how to speak Dragonese, muttering swear words under his breath as he looked for the right page. "Ah, here it is," he said with satisfaction. "Pick my nose and put me in the toilet with a bog burglar air." The second kidnapper had to lash out furiously with his sword handle to prevent the gronkle from picking Alvin's nose with his gigantic talons. And then the creature picked Alvin up and started trying to stuff him in the fat consul's gigantic toilet. "Carry on!" shrieked Alvin.
"Can I help?" asked Hiccup.
He talked to the gronkle directly. "I think what the prefect is trying to say is pick us up and put us in the tower with the bog burglar heir." The gronkle picked up Hiccup and Fishlegs by the scruffs of their necks as if they were two kittens. "At least," pleaded Hiccup to Alvin as he swung from the gronkle's jaws, "won't you do a good thing for once in your life and set Toothless free? You don't need him, and he's never done anything to you." Alvin tried to look dignified as he climbed out of the toilet, which was tricky.
"That isn't true," he said. "That dragon once did a poo in my helmet. A treacherous never forgives. He can stay in that dungeon and rot for all I care.
Actually, I've just had a better idea. He can join you in the arena on Saturn's Day Saturday and you can all die a horrible death together."
Alvin gave a gruesome smirk and waved his hand at the gronkle.
"Take them away,"
he ordered, for once getting the Dragonese right. And the gronkle trotted off to the tower with the boys in his mouth, followed by the first kidnapper. The huge animal clattered up the wooden steps and stopped outside a large door. This was the door to the prison where Alvin was keeping the other heir. The first kidnapper opened it with a large key that was hanging from his belt.
"Welcomes to your home for 3 weeks, please,"
he smirked unpleasantly.
"Do much sword fightings. Roman gladiators are very, very good, methinkings."
"At least we'll meet the heir to the bog burglars," said Hiccup to Fishlegs. "Maybe this whole mess is a chance to meet her and make some sort of peace between the hooligans and the bog burglars."